Welcome back to Savage Self-Care at Peace with ADHD, Traumatic Brain Injury, and Interstitial Cystitis. I'm Ray Graver, your host, and this one's going to be about how easy it is for me to get over physical harm, but not so easy to get over the harm that I do in my head that triggers at any moment. So, a couple days ago, I was almost attacked by a dog. It lunged at me, and I was able to fend it off and not be impacted. But in that split second, I thought about my business. I thought about my relationships. I thought about all the things that could happen if this dog attacked me and I wasn't able to work or do the things that I love. And I was able to get over that and recover in under 5 minutes and get my heart rate down and be able to deal with that. But it will take me days, or it used to take me days, now it's hours, to get over the stuff that just fires off in my head. And for the longest time, I didn't understand just how easy it was for me to manage pain in my physical body, which took away the need to manage it in my head. So essentially, for however long I've been doing it, that's where the pain thing comes from, I think. In that if I can provide my body with more pain, I'm not worried about that stuff that pings off in my head. And anything I do to my body, I feel like I have a path to recover from. And until recently, I didn't have a path to recover from when these thoughts and things pinged off in my head. And for me, it's been a really long journey to be able to have better control over my cortisol and not be so addicted to these negative outcomes, which makes it easy for my brain to go into emergency mode and run my body down so that I can heal my body, because I know how to do that very well now. But I just didn't have the access to be able to downregulate and deal with all of those just penetrating thoughts about the things that I have to do and the things that I'm not doing and the things that have to get done. And it's just so overwhelming. And I can do that to myself in seconds. And since making a commitment to managing my cortisol better, it's become easier, but it requires a whole lot more space in my day. Hours of break, or only working for 15 minutes and then leaving 45 minutes to do other things besides things that I have to do. And I guess it just kind of goes back to that whole focus and failure thing. Because if I focus on one thing for too long, I'm going to end up in failure. So I have to back up and be able to manage the stress if that comes on. But by not having all of that, see, I'm going in circles and now I can't remember where I was at. So give me just a minute and maybe it'll come back to me, or maybe I'll have to redo this thing. But essentially, it just boils down to having access to memories I never had access to, but also the emotions that come with them, and being able to identify those with different triggers that are happening in adulthood. So that's about all I have for now.